Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and it is Friday, March. Good Lord, March.
Wait a little bit.
Well, I'm really speeding the year up, aren't I?
Well, you certainly are.
Well, I was looking at a piece of paper that had March on it, so that's why I said that. Anyway, it's Friday, January 27th. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. I should have waited till the end to give the date. January 27th, 2023. It's okay. Friday, TGIF. I'm sure glad that it is Friday, that's for sure. So, oh, man, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
A little confused, maybe, but you're doing all right.
What? Oh, it's easy to confuse. I'm just testing everybody. I'm testing you to see if you caught it. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm seeing if you're on your toes.
Okay, well, I am. It's Friday, so I got a good day today, so I'm happy. Yes, I'm fine.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, I would like to mention, if you don't mind, I just found out, people know Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay Williams passed away, I found out, folks, a few days ago. For those that remember Lindsay Williams,
I talked about the good old
and all that, what happened. He brought forth a lot of information that certainly come to pass. So, but Lindsay passed away, 86 years old. I'll let you all know that. He was a friend of mine. I've met him several times. He spoke at one of seminars. Got to talk to him a couple times. Down in Tijuana, Mexico, Battle Care Hospital. 86 years old, kind of died unexpectedly. He'd been kind of sick, but they didn't think he'd go quite this fast, so he is gone.
Do you know what he died from?
No, I don't. The gentleman told me, didn't say, and I was getting ready to go on the radio and talk to you, so I couldn't find out, but I will find out.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, not a good way to start a program.
No, it isn't, but
you could have waited until after the break.
Well, one thing about it, though, Lindsay's ready to go. He's much better off than we are. He was ready
absolutely.
To get out of this world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's what people don't understand in the world that we live in today. You know, we don't have to agree with everybody, but, you know, we need to respect people, and because everybody's trying to make a difference.
That's right.
And you know, it's we need to be mindful of that as we, you know, continue and so forth. Let me go ahead and talk a little bit about gold today. It was an interesting day in gold. It was up, down, up, down, up, down. Same way with silver. And a couple of times we were over $24 or right on the brink of $24, but that just always moved back. So gold today in the New York spot price down $2 at $19.29. Silver's down 35 cents at $23.66. Platinum was down 5 at $1,022. Palladium was down 59, $1,698. We've got, let's see here, the USDX today was up just a little bit at 101.92. Crude oil was down 1.62 at $79.39. We have the key Fed inflation measure eased in December, while consumer spending also declined. Anyway, back to the Dow, was up 28 points at 33,978. S&P was up 10 at 4,070. The NASDAQ was up almost 1% at 109, 11,621. 10-year yield is 3.51, so that was stronger today. And my Asian markets were all positive. European markets were all positive. Hey, we're heading into World War III.
Yeah, really. Get excited.
And everybody is happy, happy, happy. Oil today, let's take natural gas was higher 7%, 3.155. 3.155 for natural gas. And let's see. House Republicans passed the bill to limit drawdowns to strategic petroleum reserves. Good old Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon, he gets almost a 30% pay cut. to 25 million after a tough year.
Oh, how's he going to make it? I don't have to go make it. Gee.
You know, hey, when you start living those big buck days, you know, but
I mean,
yeah,
who
isn't
can survive
tough?
On 2 million a month, Melody? I mean, who can survive on 2 million a month? I mean,
I know. And the White House continues to not to give up on they approved more than 16 million people for contested student loan forgiveness plan. So, you know, Supreme Court, I thought the Supreme Court had already turned it down.
Yes.
But they have approved 16 million more people for student loan forgiveness. Whether they see the relief is still going to depend. So they're going at it again. So this is from the Department of Education, as fully approved. You know, they just don't give up, do they? And it's like, are you kidding me? It's just, anyway. So those are pretty much the some of the, oh, I wanted to just get back before, I know you wanted to talk about Ukraine, but before we did, I thought there were some things that we just wanted to touch a little bit on briefly. The U.S. inflation, Friday's report from Commerce Department showed that prices rose 5% last month from a year earlier. It was down from the 5.5% year-over-year increase in November. So this is the third straight month for a drop, but hey, it's still there. But consumer spending also fell 0.2% from November to December and was revised lower to show a drop from October to November. So, you know, we've also, now we've had, consumer spending down for, you know, 3 months in a row. So we know the holiday sales were sluggish for a lot of retailers, and the pullback in consumer spending, you know, you think the feds might like it. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, they pass a rate increase or if they just do it a little bit more minor. Core prices, which exclude your food and energy, that rose 0.3% from November to December and 4.4% from a year earlier. So there you have it. But so everybody knows what's going down. Everybody knows what's going up. So I don't think I have to mention any. The one thing that was up pretty big was car rental prices. They soared nearly 27% from a year ago. You know, go figure why that went. I guess that has something to do with the used cars, because sometimes a lot of those, you know, a lot of these rental company cars do buy used cars and so forth. So anyway, I think that is pretty much it. Debt ceiling saga puts the Treasury's financing estimates under scrutiny. Tokyo's inflation rises above 4%. Consumer inflation in Japan's capital hits near 42-year high. So, you know, inflation is everywhere around the world.
Yes.
And soaring, here's an interesting one. I don't know if you have this one or not. Soaring rice prices. A sign that food inflation shock that threw a lot of folks into the hungry territory. We've seen the cost of, you know, some of the other commodities like wheat and farm other farm commodities declined a little bit, but Thai rice, a benchmark for Asia, has soared to the highest in almost 2 years. Mm. So again, rice is a staple for half the world.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
You know, it was interesting because as wheat prices soared, rice stayed relatively subdued for most of 2022. Now that's beginning to take over. So Thailand, the second biggest rice shipper, has seen strong demand from Iraq and Indonesia. And so that's kind of interesting. And Americans fall behind on car payments. You got that one, Butch?
No, I didn't. I saw that. No, I didn't have that. No.
Americans fall behind on car payments.
You can see that coming, though. You can see that coming with the price of cars. You can see that coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Higher rate than 2009. 2009.
Yep.
So, you know, but everything is honky-dory here. But no one's heard that for a long time, honky-dory.
Well, somebody, I don't know who does ABC News now, but I think it's Peter Jennings, said that the economy, the sales were up, the economy's growing. I thought, does that count inflation? Of course retail sales are up. The prices are up. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you spend, what, I'm trying to think, five, six bucks for a bag of potato chips. It used to be 89 cents. Yeah, the value, the dollar sign is up, but that doesn't mean sales are up.
Yeah.
Follow me, Melody? I mean, it doesn't mean they sell
absolutely
more product. They yep. just the price went up from 89 cents to $5.59 for a sack of chips. I mean, come on. Of course, it still looks like a bigger volume, but they're not selling more chips.
You know, they got all excited about the GDP, but, you know, hey, it wasn't all that good.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. When that report on TV that night, I looked at my wife, I looked at Marsha and said, I wonder if anybody caught that. I wonder if anybody stops to think, well, boy, the things are going good. People are buying, spending more. Of course they're spending more, but they're buying less.
Yep.
Gee.
Okay. I think those are pretty much my headlines for Friday. And I know you want to talk about a Ukraine, as we should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ukraine, my goodness, it is heating up. And you said it, I've said it. I do truly believe, and I wish I was, I pray I'm wrong on this, but I do believe World War III has started. And I don't know why anyone would want to push it to this level, but they are. Obviously, they're pushing to this level. This does not happen overnight. This escalated from, well, it's been, what, a year next month that Russia went into Ukraine. And the war has been escalating and escalating and escalating, and more NATO getting involved. And the U.S., of course, has been a big supplier to Zelensky. I mean, we spent billions on this dude and his war, and while people in this country are being neglected. Now, folks, somebody wants a war. It's hard to imagine that, but somebody wanted a war, World War I, World War II. None of these wars really just started on their own. Wars don't do that. And very few wars are justified. For self-defense, absolutely, they're justified. But for most of them are done for somebody's money, lines somebody's pockets. Being a Vietnam-era vet, I know for a fact that Air America flew billions of dollars out of Vietnam and Thailand and Laos of heroin and different things that flew it out in C-130s. I know that. They stuffed it in body bags. Looked like somebody's body was in that bag. Now, this is a fact. I'm saying what I know. Melody, don't tell me that wasn't a rich man's war. But see, I was a 19-year-old boy. I don't care what they say. When you're 19 years old, you're still a kid. Now, people don't want to hear that. I know that. But that's basically what it is. I knew this was going on, Air America and different things, I thought it was okay because it was our side doing it. That's called being naive, is it not?
Yes.
So that's what I've seen. And Mel Gibson made a movie out several years ago entitled Air America. And I knew Mel's daddy pretty well, and I asked him how he survived that because he told it like it is. But anyway, we'll move on. But so just want to make a point, folks. Wars are instigated. And the people that are instigating them are not the ones going to die in the wars. You watch on TV, I don't care what's Ukraine side or Russia side, when you see homes being blown up and people homeless and living in the streets and their lives disrupted to never be the same again, those are the ones that pay the price. Zelensky's living in luxury, I guarantee you. He's not paying for this. So this is what
now
we've
been giving them billions and billions of dollars. What, you
That's
think
right.
that all trickles? You know, if we were giving them so many billions of dollars, you'd think they'd be able to buy their own weaponry, you know?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But no. And folks, so please understand, and don't take my word for it. Look up history. Check it out for yourself. One of the books I've written, I can't remember which one it was, maybe the volume one of the three volumes I've done so far, it's entitled America, A Victim of War. And I go through and I list the wars we fought and how they got started and what it cost us financially and, of course, death-wise. Folks, I looked it up and checked it out. I know what I'm talking about. Wars instigated by rich people, powerful people, to get more control of somebody else. And you check it out for yourself. But anyway, this extremely dangerous decision takes the conflict to a whole new level. Furious Russia vows Western vehicles will burn as Germany confirms it will give tanks to Ukraine, prompting Putin's TV puppets to call for a nuke strike on Berlin. And I didn't read that wrong. Call for a nuke strike on Berlin. Russia today warned that Germany's decision to send dozens of modern tanks to Ukraine is extremely dangerous, and it will take the conflict to a new level. Bringing an end to a bitter row, Chancellor Olaf Scholz finally confirmed today Berlin will send its own German-made Leopard 2 tanks to the front lines and allow NATO allies to deliver some of theirs. Scholz even teased further deliveries of air defense systems, heavy artillery, and multiple rocket launchers, and says Germany intends to expand what we have delivered, a major U-turn on the Chancellor's previous reluctance. Russia branded the move a blatant provocation and warned the new NATO supplies will burn like all the rest, while one raging Putin propagandist called for the German parliament to be destroyed in a nuclear strike. And Russia's ambassador today said this extremely dangerous decision takes the conflict to a new level of confrontation and contradicts statements by German politicians about the unwillingness of German Federation to get involved in it. So there you go. That's just one item, folks. I've got several more to share. But this is the direction it's heading for. Russia seeks gains in Ukraine before Western tanks turn up. Weapons promised this week will take months to arrive to shore up Ukrainian defenses. Russia forces pressed an offensive in eastern Ukraine on Friday, seeking to seize an advantage in the months before the tanks pledged by Kyiv's Western allies begin to arrive on the battlefield. Ukrainian forces said on Friday they had repelled Russian attacks on Vodnodar and several other villages in the eastern Donetsk region over the preceding 24 hours. Shirley Gervati, spokesman for the armed forces in eastern Ukraine, said there was a fierce fighting in Vodnodar, but Russia had failed to break through the Ukrainian defenses. Russia also launched 148 attacks along the front line with Ukrainian forces in the southern Zaporizhzhia region over the past day, using tanks, rockets, artillery, the regional military administration said. So this is heating up, folks. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to go to break in about a minute. But they're still coming. Ukraine is now going to ask us to send them F-16 fighter jets. What do you think about that, Melody?
Well, I mean, it's just insane. And, you know, you made a very important statement in the beginning. It's like those who, create these wars and so forth, none of them die.
No.
None of their children go to war to fight. They don't get wounded. They don't get limbs lost. They don't lose their lives. They get flown to other countries and, everywhere else. And it's like there is no one coming out with any type of reasoning, or there's no one. Every politician in D.C. is like, give them more, give them more, give them more. There's no one with saying, hey, maybe we ought to talk about it and see if there's another way.
Zelensky said he didn't want to talk to Putin. He didn't want to go.
No, they don't.
Zelensky said that. So
yeah,
he's getting paid to do this, folks. Zelensky's on the take. Believe me, you're on the take.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, yes.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back. Melody has to break the mic for a second, but this is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Melody's number, folks, is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. We're talking about what's going on now in Ukraine and Russia. Actually, folks, this is turning into a NATO war, a European war is what it turned into. And I keep saying this, and I sincerely mean that I pray I'm wrong on this, but I don't see this de-escalating. Maybe until the whole world regrets this more than we can even begin to understand. But I said this before the break. Ukraine will now push for F-16 fighter jets. With main battle tanks from the U.S. and Germany now headed to Ukraine, Kiev is now focused on securing modern fighter jets from Western allies. Yuri Sak, an advisor to Ukraine Defense Secretary, told The Hill that he was optimistic about receiving Western fighter jets such as the American F-16s which Ukrainians have sought since early last year when Russia first invaded. "Every type of weapon we request, we needed yesterday," Sack said. "We'll do everything possible to ensure Ukraine gets fourth-generation fighter jets as soon as possible." Again, another escalation. Another move from a country that's not supposed to be involved in the war. But I have to tell you this, if my neighbor and I were in a war and you took their side and supplied them with arms, I suspect you, I would consider you part of the war. I really would. You would too. Ukraine predicts attacks on major Russian cities. Here we go again. Ukraine authorities say Russia's biggest cities are bound to suffer attacks as a result of Kremlin's war against Ukraine. Now, you remember the day I shared with you that Moscow is putting up air defense systems around the city. "Internal escalation of the war in Russia is inevitable," said Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to the Ukrainian president. "Cities that are pampered, lazy, that thought they lived in a different reality, such as Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Yekaterinburg, will be subject to strikes," he said, stressing that Ukraine itself has no plans to carry out such attacks. Of course not. "But the logic of war means that all of Russia will be dragged into what the Kremlin started," he said. "Various blows will be dealt to various targets. Why, by whom, and what for? That's another question," he said. His comments came as authorities in Moscow were spotted installing air defense systems on the rooftops of some buildings and moving interpreted by some as paranoia over possible drone strikes and by others as nothing more than a domestic propaganda ploy. Well, I don't think they would call it a ploy or not, a propaganda, and that when Ukraine said the city's going to be attacked, I don't think that's... just a propaganda move. I think they're sincerely concerned that maybe they will be attacked by air in the cities of Russia and St. Petersburg and other places. That to me is a distinct possibility. Now,
I agree.
Are you back? Okay, I didn't know you were there. Okay, Melody, welcome back. Anything you want to add?
No, I mean I agree with you. I mean it's this is just. And you know what, Butch? It amazes me that. I just don't get it, why people think we need to support Ukraine. I get the fact that this country is being invaded. I get all that. But would we support Mexico, Venezuela? I don't think so. Would we support you know, Canada, if, you know, somebody's tried to go, no, we maybe Canada we would, but I just, and people support this. They think it's a good thing. And it's like, I don't get it. You're willing to risk nuclear war?
Well, I guess most people think that can't happen. They think it won't happen. But, folks, it can, and it will happen eventually, no doubt about it. But just face it, Melody, a lot of the politicians and world leaders got rich out of Ukraine. You know that. That's been a big laundry center, money laundry center for many, many years. And not to mention that I'm sure they have gold reserves they're backing up with. I'm sure a lot of things that we don't even know about is going on. So this nation is corrupt. But our politicians and world leaders have gotten rich off of Ukraine. Probably Putin also. I would say he had some investment in there also. So this isn't anything that we should be surprised about. After all, the love of money is the root of all evil. And greed starts most wars. You know that.
Okay. Are you asking me?
And I just made a comment. I thought you might want to add something to it. but greed starts wars. All wars are started over greed or power or some lustful thing somebody wants. That's just the way it is. But Hungary's Orban, Ukraine's backers have drifted into war. Now, this is a pretty powerful article. I won't read all, but at least part of it. It's out of Budapest, Hungary, of course. Western countries that are providing weapons and money to assist Ukraine in its war with Russia have already drifted into becoming active participants in the conflict, Hungary's prime minister said on Friday. As I said, where are we going, Melody? If my neighbor and I were at war and you supplied them weapons, I'd consider you part of the war. I really would. I'd consider you part of the problem. So this is just common sense. In an interview with Hungarian state radio, Viktor Orban said Germany's Wednesday's decision to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks to Ukraine was emblematic of the increasing role Western countries are playing in the war now in this 12th month. Rather than arming Ukraine, the West should pursue a ceasefire and peace talks, Orban said, without giving details of what he imagines such negotiations would mean for Ukraine's future territorial integrity. It started when the Germans said they were willing to send helmets because they wouldn't send lethal tools into the war since that would mean participation in it. Let's repeat that again. It started when the Germans saying they were willing to send helmets because they wouldn't send lethal tools into the war since that would mean participation in it. They're already involved in the war along with the U.S. and other NATO nations. This is where we started, Orban said. Now we're at battle tanks, and they're already talking about planes. Orban, who has refused to send weapons to neighboring Ukraine and has held up some European Union efforts to provide aid packages to Kyiv, has constantly argued against U.S. sanctions on Moscow and portrayed countries that assist Ukraine as being on the side of the war. There is no such thing as a fence setting in this one. You're either for or against this. U.S., Russia, and other places, and U.K. As a whole are not fence setting. They're supplying weapons to Ukraine, which makes them on the side of Ukraine. They are participants in a war. No matter what you say, folks, we're taking part in the war. And I have no doubt in my mind that we have troops on the ground over there, at least advising.
Yep, absolutely.
Any comments on that, Melody?
No, I mean, I definitely agree with that. So,
I mean, these are things that we have to face up to and quit playing the blinded, patriotic, I don't know what you want to call it, naivete. I was once the same way. I can't throw stones as one same way, but I did. An article on the chapter of the books I written was entitled Patriotic Idolatry. Well, I'm going to share it now that Russia has done the same thing to its people. Loyal to the motherland, joining Russia's youth army. Folks, this is nothing different in any nation. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't stand beside the country that we live in. If the country's doing what's right and doing what is right in moral issues and we feel we can stand behind, then yes, of course, support you in the country, especially in a defensive war. But when you see the corruptness of this nation, I can no longer support it in anything because I don't trust any of the leaders. If I don't trust the leaders, I'm not going to support them. That's all there is to it. At the Stalingrad Battle Museum in Russia's southern city of Volgograd, dozens of teenagers stand in a circle, waiting to take an oath as they join the Patriotic Youth Army movement. Dressed in beige trousers and red berets, The children stand in rows in the building iconic Triumphant Hall, decorated in white marble and symbols of the Red Army crushing the Nazis. "Do you swear to always be loyal to the motherland?" a group leader said. "I swear," they replied in chorus. But doesn't this sound like brainwashing to you two?
Certainly does.
Some parents watched as the children took the oath in the presence of officials, war veterans, and local leaders of the militaristic youth group. Now notice I said militaristic youth group. Daria Chekakova said her 12-year-old son Stanislav made a conscious decision to join the group by himself. "We support it," she told AFP. The family had always been patriotic and interested in the past, the 31-year-old mother said. "But Moscow's offensive in Ukraine and the fallout over it pushed him to take their patriotism a step further. He knows about the special military operation," Chekhova said, using Moscow's term for the offensive. "In part, what is happening in the world influenced his decision." She hopes her younger son, who's 6 years old, will also join the movement. "For a boy, I think the main thing is to love your country, to defend your motherland, to be a patriot." Patriotic education has been on the rise in Russia for years, but has been taking center stage since the Kremlin sent troops to Ukraine almost a year ago. Folks, patriotic education has been in all nations for years, including the USA. This is a hard thing to say, and even to explain what I'm trying to say, perhaps. I would back my country when the country's on the right side, but I cannot and will not support something I know is evil. I went into the military naive, supported the move in Vietnam. I was in Vietnam. I was in Thailand and other places in Southeast Asia. I was in communications. I tracked our fighters, their fighters, the Russian fighters, the jets, different things. That's what I did. I thought I was doing the right thing. I look back now and I see that I was naive enough to be tricked into it, just like these young people here are. So this is what we're seeing. I'm not saying we shouldn't defend our nation, but this is not a defensive war for the U.S. Neither was Vietnam. Neither was Afghanistan. Neither was Korea. None of them. Now I'll move on. Now pay attention to this. Melanie, this is unbelievable. Is who, the World Health Organization, is the World Health Organization preparing for nuclear war? Health bodies publish a list of medicines for nations to stockpile in case of radiation or nuclear emergency, as EU warns Russia is at war with the West. The headline alone, Melanie, should get our attention, shouldn't it?
Certainly should.
The World
Not
Health
mine.
Organization? Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, and maybe, seriously, I have got some things stored back here in case radiation. I probably don't have enough, but I've got some things I put back for radiation. If a bomb goes off anywhere, if the good nuclear war and it just goes into Europe, folks, it'll spread around the world. Believe me. It's like what happened to Fukushima in Japan in 2011, spread around the world. It will spread. The World Health Organization has updated its list of medicines to stockpile for radiological or nuclear emergencies just hours after the EU warned that Russia is at war with the West. The global health body issued a guidance on how to survive a nuclear catastrophe in a new report today warning against intentional uses of radioactive materials with malicious intent. The report was published as the specter of nuclear war looms over the world. Let me repeat that. The report was published as the specter of nuclear war looms over the world after the West supplies state-of-the-art tanks to Ukraine to the fury of Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin accused NATO of a blatant provocation and threatened a global catastrophe in response to the deal. Folks, this is not just loose talk. They threatened a global catastrophe. If you have children, grandchildren, think about this. Think about this. And today, Stefano Sanninio, Secretary General of European Union's European External Action Service, said Putin had moved from the concept of spatial operation to a concept now of a war against NATO and the West. Dr. Maria Nira, WHO Acting Assistant Director General, warned that many governments today are not prepared for a nuclear or radiation disaster. And folks, America is not even close to be prepared. America doesn't really care much about its citizens today. We're not prepared at all. See, as a matter of fact, you say, how do you know that, preacher? How do you know that they don't care? We spent billions in Ukraine. Didn't feed anybody here. We spent millions on illegals. No, not feeding anybody here. Don't tell me they care about us. She said, in radiation emergencies, people may be exposed to radiation at doses ranging from negligible to life-threatening. Governments need to make treatments available for those in need fast. What do you think, Melody?
Well, you know, it's an eye-opener. And the thing of it is, I was talking to someone the day, and I said, this isn't going to go away.
No, it's not.
There is going to be, and I don't like talking about this stuff, but there is going to be it will peak. Something is going to come out of this. Putin's not going to back down. We're not going to back down. My question is, are we going to strike them nuclear before he strikes anybody else? Are we going to do that?
Or if someone else does it and pretends to be one of us?
Well, I can't even go there because we would never know. I mean,
We wouldn't know.
We would never know, and you know, so forth. So,
but that's a danger.
But when you look at who our president is,
yes,
we know he's not running the show. He's not running the show. Zelensky's, you know, just like you said earlier, he doesn't want this to end. He's not even talking. He doesn't want to talk. There's as far as we know, no generals or whatever are talking anywhere. We saw Putin. He tried to, what do you call it when you stop firing for a short period of time?
Ceasefire.
They had a ceasefire at Christmas time. Did Zelensky stop? Did Ukraine stop? No. So that forced Putin to go back, and he got blamed for it. So this isn't going to go away. Yeah, this isn't going to go away.
No, it can't go away. It's too late. But like I said, and I know we can never prove it. You're right. But if somebody wanted us, another country wanted the U.S. and Russia to go at it, they could instigate it. And you're right. We wouldn't know who did it. But that's to make a difference. The results would be the same, wouldn't it?
It would.
So we got to quit being naive. If you're not preparing yourself for what is inevitable, if you're not preparing yourself financially with a little bit of real money in your hand, and I mean real money. I don't mean paper. I don't mean bonds. I mean gold and silver. You're not preparing yourself with a little bit of storable food and reliable water filters and other things that you're going to need to survive. If you're not doing that in today's society, then you're certainly not paying attention to what's going on. And maybe, perhaps, by the grace of God, if what you put back you won't need, leave it for your children. Leave it for your grandchildren. But I know for a fact that millions of people in the U.S., if and when this happens, or when it happens, are not going to have anything prepared at all. When the economy does finally go bonkers and we're going to talk about Biden bucks next, when it goes under, it's under. Then what are you going to do?
I hear the music. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Are you there, Melody?
I am. I was just, it's Music Friday. I was just listening to the music, and of course I'm here. I'm just wanted
to go right here and bring us in then.
Oh, okay. But you already did by saying, are you there? Are you there?
Well, you never know. Sometimes you may just doze off or turn off.
I do disappear every now and then. I get distractions and, but, yes.
Squirrel.
Absolutely. Actually, we had, there was a fox, a sick fox. It looked like he had mange. And I was hoping he didn't. Today I had to get involved in the, the animal control and, the natural resource and all those kind of people. And he was, I hate seeing that butch. It's so sad. But
it is
life.
It truly is. It is sad.
It is,
and
you know,
I've hunted all my life, and I do eat what I shoot, and deer, whatever. But it is sad. I hate seeing things suffer.
Yeah, I know. And they look at you with these eyes, like,
"Can you help me?
Help me!" I know, But anyway, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. It is Friday afternoon, January 27th, and are we going to talk about another topic here? I'm ready.
Lots of topics here. Lots of topics.
Yeah.
I just shared this
for a question.
Talking about animals suffering. 3 or 4 years ago, it was the middle of winter. I was taking my dog for a walk up in the woods, and I live out in the country. My driveway's all wooded for quite a ways. Walking up the road with the dog, and there's three deer. Two of them ran up over the hill, and one of them just stood there, and one took off and fell down. Got up and tried to run again and fell down. I thought, well, I can't let this thing go on like this. Whatever wanted to kill it could kill it, run it down and kill it. So I come back to the house, got the gun, went back up, and the deer still hadn't moved, could hardly stand up, and I shot it. Called the DNR officer. He said, you did the right thing. I'll be right over and check it out. He thought maybe I had some kind of disease, but it had starved to death. It had gotten so weak from hunger that it couldn't move anymore. He said, you did the right thing, and I know it did. I couldn't watch it suffer.
Yeah.
So these are things that, yeah. If you have a heart, folks, you don't want to see anything suffer. Just don't want to do that. But anyway, back to some more things here that I think we need to understand. This is written by Jim Rickards. This comes from our friend, VIP. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
advisor,
Rob.
Rob. He said this to me. It's a Biden-Bucks update. Freedom under attack. When many speak about the Fed implementing a digital dollar or Biden-Bucks, to take the place of physical cash, the conversation usually focuses on just not having spending money in your pocket anymore. But that's just one aspect of the problem. The bigger problem is that Biden bucks will give the government a powerful source of control and manipulation. Think about it. When the government has full control of your money, it opens up the door for manipulating the economy by using you as a pawn and your assets as chess moves. If they need to slow down the economy, as they're attempting to do with now with the increasing interest rates, they could freeze a certain percentage of your cash so you can't spend it. If they feel the economy is too slow and needs a jolt of spending, they could punish people who are saving too much whether they spend it or lose it policy. Now, I haven't thought about that part. That's important. Once Biden bucks are rolled out, the government will order citizens to hand in their physical paper cash, which would burn in incinerators. At that point, the pigs, all of us, will be in the slaughterhouse ready for the digital slaughter of negative interest rates, account freezes, tax withholding, and outright confiscation for those with the wrong political views. After all, this is a government-approved digital wallet without any access to physical cash as you know it now. Some might find that far-fetched, but those are probably the same people who thought that China's social credit system was implausible until it was actually implemented. In a completely digital world, what would stop the government from having individualized interest rates for every citizen? Welcome to the world of Biden bucks. What kind of freedom does physical cash offer you? For one, it's untraceable, and second, it's anonymous. But they do it the way they do with physical cash. It's just currency. It's not real cash. It's just not money. But we still have it, and we can trade it for goods. So why wouldn't they do this to control this? And merely on a lesser scale, the Federal Reserve has done the same thing with the fiat currency, haven't they? They've increased it, decreased it, controlled their spendings and everything else for, 100 years now, haven't they?
Well, sure. That's what the adjustments of interest rates do. It controls the spending and everything. So they control everything and what we pay, what we're charged, the wealth, the banks and everybody else get wealthier and wealthier. And, the poor citizen that's strapped and pays for all of their little simple pleasures, gets stuck once again. The only thing I disagree with what he was saying was, he says that they'll go after, based on your political views and everything. When it gets to that point, they don't give a crap what your political views are. They're going to go after everybody because they're going to need the money and they're going to take it. So I don't think that's going to have any impact whatsoever. And the only time they do that is when we're at a motion in time when those who have different views makes a difference. When we get to that point, it ain't going to make a difference. They're out to get you all, no matter what you think.
Yeah, they have been for a long, long time, and we're starting to feel it more every day. We're starting to feel it with tax increases every day, and senators saying the reason we're in debt as a nation because we're not paying enough taxes. I mean, yeah, right. It's our fault. It's our fault. They spent trillions of dollars in debt. Of course it is. It's our fault we sent billions to Ukraine. It's our fault we're spending millions on illegals. It's my fault, Bill. It's your fault. We should pay more, shouldn't we?
Yes, you should.
So, now, if you covered this the other day, I don't know. I didn't get to the program yesterday with Dave, but Social Security under threat. Major trust funds could run out of money by 2033 as U.S. population gets older and the baby boomers' generation retires. A baby boomers, that's my generation, are basically already retired. And the sad part is a young generation, many of them don't want to work and don't have to work. Two Social Security's major trust funds could run out by 2033. The projection comes from the Congressional Budget Office's latest forecast. The Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund could be gone by 2033, and the CBO found that the Disability Fund will most likely be depleted by 2048. Social Security spending has been on the rise as more Americans hit retirement age and leave the workforce. So 10 years from now, I don't know. Is it going to happen? I really don't know. I don't think I'll probably be here 10 years from now, but whatever it is, it's getting close. When they start telling you that this may be a scare tactic, I agree, but the Congressional Budget Office said, it looks like we could lose two major sources in 10 years. Any comments on MLD?
No, I mean, Biden was speaking yesterday, and, he was using that the Republicans are going to come in and they're going to be cutting all the Social Security and the Medicare and all this and all that and so forth and whatnot. And there isn't going to be any cuts. I mean, where they should make the cuts are Medicaid, if they make any cuts whatsoever, because that's what covers all the illegal aliens and everything else. Oh, they all fall under, most of them fall under the Medicaid, so forth. I don't know if they created new programs or whatever, but, you know, it's such a waste, you know, but we can send billions and billions and billions of dollars over to everywhere else in the world. But, you know, the poor senior citizen out there that's living strictly on his Social Security, you know, and again, like what you said earlier, they don't give a darn about us. And if anybody who thinks that they really do, you know, I don't know what to say in order to change their mind. Doesn't the Democrats care about the people? The Republicans don't care about you. And actually, the only thing they're supposed to care about is our, you know, is defending this nation from threats. They don't even do that.
Federal government was to be concerned with military money and
maintenance. I can't hear you, Butch. What?
I said the military was to be the government was supposed to be just only involved in the military, the printing, the making, the minting of money, and the mail.
Yes.
That's all. That's all.
So if they really cared about us, that's what they would be doing.
Exactly. And I think we have to start. I think one of the major things I do is cut their paychecks and have to start with. But anyway. That ain't going to happen. We know that.
Term limits, but they're not going to do anything with term limits.
No, they're not. And if the Republicans did, if the Republicans in the House did do it, the Senate would kill it. You know that. So this is all game. All game. Arizona lawmakers push bill to make Bitcoin legal tender. A bill introduced by Senator Wendy Rogers reflects growing interest in Bitcoin from U.S. states. Now, folks, this is going to happen or not, I don't know, but this has been introduced. State Senator Wendy Rogers, Arizona, has introduced a set of bills aimed at making Bitcoin legal tender in Arizona and allowing state agencies to accept Bitcoin. Well, that means that you can pay your fines, your civil penalties, other penalties, rent, rates, taxes, fees, charges, revenue, whatever you owe. If this passes, you can pay with Bitcoin if it passes in Arizona. We will see. I don't know what it's going to or not, but it has been proposed right now. So it's going to be, it says, aims to recognize Bitcoin as a legal form of currency in Arizona, allowing it to be used to pay for debts, taxes, and other financial obligations. Will it happen? I don't know. We will see about that. I really don't know, Melody. But
can a state actually create their own monetary instrument? I don't think so.
Well, constantly they can. Constitutionally, they can if they just mint gold and silver. That's what they're limited to.
Exactly.
But this is going. I don't know. Good question.
And the thing is, look at all of these politicians. And okay, is she Republican or Democrat?
It's a Republican.
She's a Republican.
Yeah.
Well, there went my theory. But again, you know, you have to ask yourself. Look at all these politicians, and look at all these, you know, movie stars and actors and so forth who and football players, Brady, who pushed cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and so forth.
Yes.
FTX. And so, you know, they're beholden. So how many people got involved in those currencies? They'll say anything to make them go up so they can recoup their money. I mean, if you're sitting in a seat where, you know, what you say makes a difference, why wouldn't you? If you're holding something or your family's holding something and it crashed and now you want to bring it back a little bit so you can get out of it and not lose your shirt. Yeah, I'd say anything too. I'd create things too. But anyway, those are just thoughts.
I've got a whole story here that I think I wrapped up with. I think it's a good news story. It shows hard to some people.
We lost you again, Butch.
I'm still here. Can you hear me at all? Can you hear me?
There you are. There you are.
I don't know what happened, but I'm here. Okay. Anyway, for 10 years, an Alabama farmer secretly paid people's pharmacy bills. This is a good news story, folks. Now his story can be told. An Alabama man had been anonymously paying for his neighbor's pharmacy bills for more than a decade. Hottie Childress, a former U.S. Air Force veteran, had been keeping it a secret since 2012 when he walked into a drugstore in his hometown of Geraldine and learned from the owners that Brooke Walker, that sometimes families can't afford to pay their medicines. Childress told Walker, this $100 is for anyone who can't afford the prescription. Do not tell a soul about that the money came from me. Tell them it's a blessing from God. A month later, Childress walked back into Geraldine Drugs. Here's another $100 bill. Do not tell a soul that the money came from me. Tell them it's a blessing from God. Mr. Childers was a kind, humble man, Walker told local news station WVTM. Each and every month, the year after year, he would walk into this drugstore and hand me $100. I kept my word without telling anyone, even the family. Eventually, I did start taking a little money here, a little money there, just to help people who were struggling. He contributed thousands of dollars to a pharmacy where members of his own family regularly visited without ever knowing what he was up to. Late last year, Childress sensed that he was approaching the end of his life. He had fought COPD and other health issues, and he was having trouble getting around. The 80-year-old needed someone to take his $100 bill to the Geraldine Drugs and entrust his task to his daughter, Tanya Nix. I was shocked. I had no idea who was helping people at the drugstore, Tanya said. He told me he'd been carrying a $100 bill to the pharmacist in Geraldine on his first of each month, and he didn't want to know who she'd helped with. He just wanted to bless people with it. Children passed away on January 1st, 2023. Now that word has leaked out, family and friends and Geraldine are paying it forward, keeping Childress Pharmacy Fund going. There are so many people in Geraldine who have lived longer because of Hottie, pharmacist Heather Walker said. Hottie was a true, humble servant who will always be loved. That is beautiful, Melody. That is so gorgeous. Now the community
really
keep on doing it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Folks, a kind deed never goes unrewarded. Maybe you won't see it on the earth. But just know in your heart that you did the right thing to help somebody. That is payment in itself. Melody, it's all yours. About finished.
All right. Well, we got quite a few seconds. Thank you, Butch, for bringing that. And it is Friday. And as we do, you always end with a good note. And so I just want to tell folks, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. You can ask us questions on pretty much anything. And you'll get an answer for all your gold and silver coin needs. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. And I guess that brings us to a wrap, Butch. And
yes, we'll be
back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me a well.